This meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, so everybody, and welcome to the call on 17th of August. this is Sarmad. I'll take first 5 minutes of the call, and then I'll hand it over to Ali Raza. We've already shared the final draft of our LGR proposal, and I wanted to get everybody's input, if there is any on this call on that draft. We've had some discussion on the mail, but I think all the discussion on the mail is currently closed. There doesn't seem to be any further queries or comments. So this is, in a way, last call before we release this document for public comments. So I'll stop here. Are there any comments by people on the call about that draft, about the discussion? Or is everything, in your opinion, good to go forward? So I guess people who are here on a call, if you would like to share any comments, over to you.
This is Mehta. I'd like to comment briefly.
Yeah, please go ahead.
I'm just working on the corrections, on the last corrections now, and I should send you updates after this call. I'm working on while we are speaking. But I'm not seeing anything significant. Mostly it's wordings or textual corrections, things I'm seeing right now. So all in all, looks
actually great. So that would be excellent if you can do a editing pass over it and send changes so that we can incorporate those.
I'm doing that and, just now.
Okay, great. Thank you. So I'll obviously we'll wait till we get feedback from you before we move forward. Thank you for also supporting the current draft. If you have any further changes, please feel free to let us know.
Of course, thanks.
Okay. Anybody else?
Abdeslam? I don't have any special comments. I think we can go forward. Just as Michael said, maybe view some formatting of the document to make it more presented and underline the paragraphs, for example, and maybe some typo to correct somewhere in the documents.
Okay, so if you have any specific comments, either you can edit directly, or if you have any specific comments, it would be great if you can email to the list or to me, either way, and I will certainly incorporate them. Could you... repeat, you said you were suggesting there was something, for example, which could be fixed. I actually didn't get that. Could you repeat what you were saying about any specific issues? We're not hearing back from anybody else. Okay. So we also have an XML version of this. Could I request Ali Raza to just briefly comment on that before we close this discussion?
Okay. Sure. Actually, we have the XML version on that, so I'm... based on the final proposal, I update the final version of the XML with the final references and repertoire and the code changes. And I kindly would like to ask, especially Abdurrahman, to actually check the XML files and give me his comments. But I think that we will have it for the announcement. So we have the final version previous to this one, and now I'm just finishing the final version and release it. So I would be happy if there's any comments to share it with me.
Okay. So will we have it today or tomorrow? When are we planning to have that with us?
Yes, actually I'm planning to send it tomorrow. I mean that I will send it tomorrow. So I will send the final version tomorrow to the list. So we're gonna have it tomorrow. Yes, I worked on that and there's just some kind of references are missing, so I just added some references and I'll send it to the list tomorrow.
Okay. So please all take a look at that as well. Let us know if you have any comments on the XML as well. Okay, great. So are there any other comments on the LGR proposal? Okay, then thank you very much. And then I'll close this topic and hand it over to Ali Raza to take the discussion forward for next couple of topics we have been discussing.
Thank you, Simon. Okay, first of all, I just want to congratulate about what is happening for the last things about the LGR. So as I sent an email earlier today, we have some
Hello,
topics that is important.
Assalamu alaikum, Nabil. How are you?
Thank you. How are you?
Please go ahead, Ali Raza.
Hi, Nabil. This is Ali Raza, and we've just finished the talk about the proposal. And as Farmat said, if you have any comments regarding the proposal, please send it to the list. If you have anything, any open issue, just please share it with us. So I was talking about two new topics that I think that is going to be very good to be discussed in this group because we have to just address those two topics. One of them is the LGR proposal for the second level, which is I think that can be used. It's in the registries that actually using the Arabic script, and also the universal acceptance of the Arabic domain name. And there are some challenges there, and it's going to be very good that we can just discuss on those items and try to address those. So I would like to ask participants in this call that do you have any views, do you have any ideas on how we should start and how we should move forward with the work, which one you think that which one is more important, so we can focus on that one first and then we can discuss the other one on the other call. So I really appreciate if you just share your comments and ideas with us regarding these two topics. Is there any idea? So what I'm basically saying that there are some RFCs and there are some also guidelines for using Arabic script within the registries. For example, .ir has one. We have also an RFC from Abdulzaman that they're using it for Saudi. And I'm sure that there are also others for the other countries like Pakistan or other ones. So we don't have any unified version that can be used among all the all the languages that are using Arabic script. For example, we have some, for example, for .bazaar, TLD, or probably for Shabaka. But I think that it's going to be good if we can discuss among each other because we've just finished the LGR proposal for the top-level domain. The top level is a little bit conservative. So I think that it would be great if we have for Tom Arbuta, as we have discussion, that we can actually make it more relaxed for the second level. So that would be great if we come with some kind of the guidelines for using Arabic scripts domain names within the second level. So I think that it's going to be a pretty interesting topic, and probably maybe we can also, I mean, that come and when we finish the proposal, maybe we can talk to the, I mean, that we can work with the IETF and make an RFC out of it. But I think that it would be a great topic. So is there any, I mean, that comments or idea that how we should start this work? And what are the things that we should consider for this work moving forward? Is there any special thing that you have in your mind?
So, hi, this is Samad again. So I would probably suggest something similar to what we did for LGR. So obviously, I think it's a similar kind of work. We need to have the code point repertoire. We have to have our variant rules. And then we have to have our whole label evaluation rules. But if you remember, before we went into all these things, what we did was at the outset define what we call the principles to guide what to include or exclude as far as repertoire was concerned. So for this particular effort as well, I think the starting point would be to revisit those set of principles and see how we want to edit those principles to match expectations for the second level. So maybe that would be a good starting point, that we debate on what our principles should be for inclusion and exclusion. And based on those principles, then obviously we can move forward and do a code point level analysis again to see whether anything really needs to be added. I guess what I'm assuming is that whatever is in the root zone LGR is all is automatically in the second level, but we may need to add more things based on how the principles change. So again, just to summarize, I think we need to go back, look at the principles we have for LGR for the top level, and see how, whether we want the same principles or slightly different principles for second level, based on which we can take the work forward. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Samad. Yes, I think that, as you said, the principle is a very good start. For example, I mean that we can take two different approaches. One of them is, for example, the language-based approaches. The other one is the script-based approaches, and to see that what's happening. I mean, that to see that it's possible to have a registry that actually doesn't care about the languages and just go and something like this we did for the LGR, that actually forget the languages, we just go at the script level. Or it's better actually for, I mean, the better usage of the Arabic script at the second level, it is better that we define the boundary of the languages and then try to define our principle based off the languages. So I think that this kind of alternative is some of the things that we should work on, and we should, I mean, see that which one is better suit and made for Arabic script. So this is one of the starting points. So I think that, I mean, that if you go I think that we can go back and revisit the principles and see that what's happening. The other topic that we think that it's good is the universal acceptance of the Arabic domain. I mean, that we have the LGR for the root zone, and probably we're gonna have, and that one of the biggest steps in this path would be having some kind of the guidelines for using Arabic script domain names in second level, which is the first topic that we discussed. So I think that this is one of the most one of the important steps. And the other one is actually transition and how on that. Do you have any ideas that how we should start to actually universally accept that the people at university accept and using the Arabic script domain name? I have some ideas for myself. One of them is actually, as I said, through the email that we have, the WNJ, which is now not supported in the browsers or applications or library programming. For example, if you are programming with PHP or those kind of libraries, actually they are not supporting the WNJ, and if you are using those libraries, actually they just ignore this character. And I think that one of the main issues would be transitioning, and what's the best policy or what's the interim policy for transitioning between IDNA 2003 to 2008 with regards to the WNJ. This is one of the things that probably the team can discuss and find a solution and a policy and the policy regarding that. Besides that, as I said again in my email, that the Arabic script is a right-to-left language. And when the right-to-left domain names comes into the URL, then probably it's going to be a little bit confusing. Or if it goes to the email addresses, then it's going to be a little bit confusing. So is there any policy, any recommendations, any solutions that solve this problem that actually the application can work with the Arabic script domain name? So this is also another, I think, another problem that we should need to address. So I would like to request the group that do you have any ideas how we should start, how we should approach the application, and who we should approach, how we should approach, and also there is an universal acceptance mailing list for ICANN that actually working globally on this issue, not specifically for Arabic, but I think that we can also contribute to that list. There is also a sub-list of that group called UA International that actually talks exactly about the problems specifically regarding the IDN issue. So is there any ideas again? I would be very happy, and we would be very happy to hear anything from the group to move forward with this project too. And do you have any ideas about what I'm saying? I mean, how we should transit between IDN 2003 to 2008, or how we should actually state the problem, how we should, what are the principles here, and those kind of things. Is there any idea among the group? Sama, do you have anything in your mind? Maybe it's good if you also say some stuff.
Well, so you're talking about universal acceptance as obviously separately from the discussion we were having about the second level table, right?
Yes.
So, right. So I think, again, for universal acceptance as a separate topic, what we do need to do is, if I would probably think we need to start with listing what the issues are. And list the problems. And then once we actually have a list of problems, or at least an initial list of problems, then we really need to prioritize those issues in a way, that I can already think of 2-3 different ways of prioritizing them. One way, obviously, is something which is really needed by the community versus something which is, like to have, but it's not really necessary to have. So priority in the context of the need. Obviously, there's another way of looking at it, and that is if there are multiple issues, there will be some issues which we need to answer, as a community need to answer. And then there are other issues which are not in our hands, but, for example, application developers need to address those. So in some cases, in this particular context, issues which are directly relevant, or answers to which are directly relevant to our work, really needs to be prioritized, because those are some things we can right away work on and come up with a solution or propose a solution. Whereas problems which are not in our hands, but are maybe have to be resolved by people who are making the browsers or applications, those are things then we really need to go and take them back and raise them at the universal acceptance platform, at ICANN or other places, and probably get them to get the right traction at that level. So again, I think as I was saying, we really need to list the issues, categorize and prioritize those issues, and based on them, see how we want to work on this loop on solving or addressing those issues. Thank you.
Thank you, Simon. Yeah, thank you so much for the suggestion. It's a very good suggestion. So we can start that topic. But I think, one of the big issues here, in for universal acceptance of the Arabic domain names is actually having some kind of the, I mean, that some kind of the guidelines for using Arabic script for the second level, which is the first topic that we've discussed. So I would like to suggest that we start focusing on, because we've just finished the LGR proposal, so actually all on the minds are fresh and everybody knows the character, the listing, and the principle. So I think that it would be good if you start working on the first topic and actually try to come up with some kind of, with some proposals regarding the Arabic script, using Arabic script at the second level. And on the side, if we are just, I mean, that we're just trying to monitor and trying to list off the issues beside, but I think that the main focus would be, I mean, because if we have that, then probably we solve lots of the problems that we are going to have. As you said, this is one of the important things that it is in our hands, and we have to address that. And when we address that, then I think that the application developers have an idea that how to resolve their problems, and we can also help them regarding the universal acceptance. How do you think? I mean, that we just focus on this one and then try to do the universal acceptance on the side.
So I guess a question to answer is from everybody is that, do we want to start, let's say, two separate working groups on, one on second level and one on universal acceptance simultaneously, or should we do one before the other, and then if we are doing one before the other, which should we do first? We probably had some discussion before that we want to take up the second level since we already have context for top level, and that helps that work. But the question is, should we start both things in parallel, have two working groups, start working on each of these and take both forward, or should we do one and do the other one in sequence? Obviously, both are possible, but doing it in parallel obviously requires more effort or more people involved. So what's everybody else is thinking in this context?
Effectively, Salmaz, I would like to continue our work on LGR second level, because we have all the basis and we have all the work done for the rule zone. So we can easily continue on this way. And after that, we can tackle the universal acceptance. However, if some issues arise, some urgent issues related to universal acceptance rise up during our work, we can add this task, this third task, to the second level work. So we can do it one after the other. And if something happens, some urgent work, we can add it on parallel. We can't do it both in the same time, because I think we don't have not all the people are very involved. So we have a task force with more than maybe 30 persons. But as you know, in the in our conf calls and also in the mailing list and face-to-face meetings, so we can estimate that we have the third of these task force members are really involved. So if we split once again into two subgroups, I don't think that we can have a good work.
Thanks, Nabil. Actually, it is, I mean, that we can do them both. I mean, that I mean that because we don't, as you said, we don't have much people, maybe it's better to start with the Arabic LGR for the second level and then, I mean, that do the UA. The only problem is that how urgent is the UA this start is happening. I mean, that sometimes, I mean, that when I mean, the international community, not that just the Arabic, start working on UA and we are not doing the things with them, then probably it's going to be late, and we actually doesn't actually catch up with the activity that's happening. I don't see that urgency at the moment, but I think that we should be prepared and we should keep the discussion open, and we should do that on the side of the LGR proposal. So actually, whenever we think that it's a need that actually we have to start with the other communities regarding the universal assistance, we have the potential and we have enough materials to start that topic. So I think that it's very important that we keep the channel open and we have some kind of a discussion. Besides, we are focusing on the LGR proposal. What do you think? I mean, that is it reasonable or not, or is it a way? Is it good to start work or not? I mean,
hi, this is Sarmad again. So I think Nabil's point is very valid, and so is yours, Ali Raza. That with very few people, it's hard to work on two different threads because we just don't have that kind of workforce. But obviously, on the other side, we do have universal acceptance, which is currently being discussed at ICANN platform, and it's a very opportune time to raise those relevant issues and get them addressed. Otherwise, we may miss the bus, so to speak. So one way to address this is to, I think, reach out to the TFAIDN community and get more people involved in the process. We try to reactivate some of the people who were active before but are not active anymore. Maybe we can reach out to them through the group or on individual basis, and see if we can get more people involved. Once we have more people, then I think we can probably look into starting two parallel threads. So maybe that can help address both the problems, and we can find a solution forward.
Yep.
Mikhail, I would like to comment.
Go ahead, Mikhail.
Hey, I also think that we shouldn't overstretch our resource. So in that regard, I do concur with both Sarmat and Nabil. I'm aware that we are currently having a different group, the Universal Acceptance Group, which is looking at, I think, universal acceptance of IDNs in general. Maybe a possibility for a compromise beyond just getting more resources, tapping into more resources from TFIDN, by asking more people to join our effort, would be to just reach out to Universal Acceptance Group as TFAIDN or as a Rapid Generation Panel, and tell them that we are ready to provide expert feedback or expert support from our background, and that we do intend to pick up our work on universal acceptance in the context of Rabbit scripts, but that for the moment we will be working on second-level rules. And I think that might be a solution. So what do you think? What do you all think?
It's a good solution. I mean, it's very good to actually we get in touch with the UA, discuss the universal acceptance and say that we are here for a technical expert. But the only thing that remains here is actually we have to, as Sarmat said, we have to list the problems because the universal acceptance working group themselves, they don't have enough expertise in Arabic script. So our work is actually to just list the issues to them or to ourselves. I mean, this is one of the things that we should do. And then they can work on the list of the issues, and then we can actually suggest some solutions. But for the Arabic script, the starting point, I think that is in our hands, not them. So I mean that they are generally working on the UA discuss, and they are actually on the other hand approaching to the local communities to figure out what are their needs. And we are one of the communities that actually we have to feedback that these are our needs. So actually, so at this point, we need to participate more actively on this discussion. This is my idea. I don't know. I mean, if you guys have any other ideas.
So this is Sarmad. I think let's one of the things we're all agreeing is that we are okay to start on second level label generation rules. So I think that's at least agreement we all have. So let's at least close that and agree on that. And then as far as universal acceptance is concerned, I think generally the constraint, you know, we do have a constraint and we do have a reason to push forward. Therefore, as I said earlier, a viable solution would be to see if we can get more people involved so that we can do these things in parallel. I do understand that the current smaller group, which is more regularly attending the calls, may be too constrained to take up two different things, but we can also look into that possibility. But in any case, let's forge ahead with the second level discussions and also see if we can somehow initiate by getting more people involved or some other mechanism which we can figure out to get the universal acceptance discussion started. I do agree that at the current stage, the ball is in our court. You know, basically, if we go to the universal acceptance internationalization group and say that and start a dialogue, one of the first things they will ask is, you know, from our side, what are the real challenges, and that's actually really our homework which we need to do. So we do need to, certainly need to engage with Universal Acceptance Internationalization Group, but in simultaneously, I think if that engagement has to be, if that engagement needs to give us meaningful progress, we really need to feed in the issues and possible solutions into that discussion. So as I said, the homework really needs to be done on our side at this time. So let's try to find the solutions on how we can start doing that homework. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Sarmad. Is there? Okay. So if everybody agrees, we can move forward with the starting discussions about the second level. So and also trying to reach out to the community. I mean, I just want to summarize. I'm trying to reach out to the community to actually strengthen our resources, getting more people involved, and also we are very happy if someone wants to volunteer and working on the universal acceptance. But as I said also earlier, that having a proposal for a second level LGR would be a great step ahead of the universal acceptance too. I mean, that it's going to be a very good start, because actually this is one of the issues that hasn't been resolved for a while, and everybody has some challenges, and we see different proposals for different TLDs, and I think that would be great if we have one unique way that can be done within this group. Okay, so I think that I don't have anything else for this call. If any more comments or any ideas, I would be happy to share. Otherwise,
so, this is Sarmad. So I guess question would be then, how do we move forward from here? What is the next step, and what? How should we start planning our work and doing our work?
Okay. I think, as you said, we have to go back and revisit the principles. So the thing that we can do, I I can share the principles to the team with the team, and also the possible idea. I mean, some possible ideas or thoughts, and then we can start from there. Is there any ideas from the group? I mean, how we should start that? Is there anyone that volunteered to start the work, or that we can work together and just come up with something that can be shared to the group, or how we should start the work, as Sam has said? I mean, this is my idea, so is there any other robot? So what do you think about this, Sam? Because I think that we have to put the very clear principles regarding the LGR proposal for the root zone. So I think that if we just share those and revisit them and see that what are the constraints there and what we need to achieve, and actually really find the principles, as you said, then we can move forward. What do you think? I mean, that because we
right.
have more experience in this area, so that would be great if you just give us some thoughts so we can move forward.
Right. So I guess there are two ways of doing this. One way would be that we create a working group, and first we debate and discuss the principles and how we want to change them within the working group. And then once the working group has some initial agreement, then we share that revised version of principles with the larger TFA IDN for feedback. So that's one way of doing it. That's how we used to do it before. The second, obviously, option is that we just take the principles from the LGR proposal for the top level and just share it on the TFA IDN list directly and start a discussion there and get everybody involved. I'm not really sure, obviously both options are possible. So what would be everybody else's opinion on how we should take this forward?
Hazel. I think the second level is always less strict than the first level. Since we have the first level, the top level already done, we can start from there and lessen the criteria a little bit. So to be working with the second level.
Right, but I guess the question was that that criteria, should we start discussing it directly with the whole TFA IDN list, or should we first develop a small working group which does the initial discussion internally and then we go to the larger list?
I think it can be started with the whole group, and only those interested or who can give feedback will take a part in the discussions.
Does this make a moment? I would
that's
like
my
to
opinion.
Comment.
That's my opinion. Now.
Go ahead, Mikko.
Yes. I just wanted to say that I also think it would be better to first kind of go polling around the TFA at the analyst and getting impressions and ideas from people, and then we can start a call for volunteers for such a subgroup to come up with a working document which then can be used for the whole group to work on. That's it. Thanks.
Thank you. So what we can
I think
we can, I'm not
Mister, I think that this is what we did when we have been constructing or making our subgroup who worked on the current document, and this is why I have suggested to mention the names of this small subgroup in the top of the document, because this subgroup are volunteers, so everybody was asked, but only a few people responded by yes, and they volunteered to join the subgroup. So it was, I think, fair to make a difference between the very active members in the task force and those who are just following the work. But you didn't agree.
I don't know how is it feasible to have a small working group, because actually the TFIDN group is already small. So probably maybe it's better to just we send us an email to the group, see that who is interested in, and then we start and those people who are interested working in the draft. I don't know. It's not an actual small working group, but just the interest and just the people who are interested, and we are work and those people actually working on the initial draft and then share it with the TFIDN, and then we move forward with that, because actually I think that the amendments that we need to do today, because I think that it's going to be some changes to the current LGR proposal. So basically, because everybody also working on this proposal, maybe wanted to work on the second level LGR. So both way are possible, but I think that we can just start with people who are interested, and then have some kind of initial work documents or platform, and then to the group. What do you think, Samuel? Which way do you think that it's preferable here at this point?
So I think maybe we can start with sharing a summary of our discussion with the larger list and tell them this is the work we're doing, and maybe we can at least those of us who are on the call, we will still be getting the mails. We can start discussing on the larger group, TFAIDN list, and start sharing, you can initiate the discussion, we can start sharing our feedback. But that way, I think the reason I'm saying we do it on TFAIDN list is that if, we can probably draw more people in the discussion that way. So maybe we can initiate it at TFAIDN level, and then if once it gains momentum and we have enough interest, then we can try to take it in a separate thread. Otherwise, we can keep it there. So maybe we can start there and see how that goes. That would be one way of doing it.
Very good. So, okay, great. Thank you. So, is there anything?
So I also wanted to bring one last thing. I suggested on the email. So this is a topic about how are we naming or listing people for LGR. I had suggested a proposal on the email list which said that we could keep everybody's name in as is currently, add obviously the people who are missing, but for the paper, the academic paper we are writing, we get those people involved who have been more active and get them to sort of work together on the paper, and I guess more active, they can get that, due credit through that process. So that is what I had suggested on the list. Since we have some time, I wanted to get feedback from all of you who are here, whether you're okay with that. There are a few people who obviously volunteered. Some of them actually have contributed very actively to the proposal. Some of them actually have not contributed actively to the proposal. So I guess what we do is, based on Nabil's initial list, we can shortlist people who have volunteered to only those who have been active, because they know the context of the discussion, and ask them start that thread and start writing the journal paper, planning and writing the journal paper. I'm initiating that mail now, because now finally we've hopefully closed the LGR proposal thread. So I was now thinking of starting the second thread of writing the journal paper around it. Would you all agree to what I had suggested on the list? I've not got any disagreements on that suggestion, but still I wanted to raise it and get your feedback since we have some time.
Yes, for me it was okay, so I agree, I totally agree. So if there is any initiative to go ahead for a journal paper, and it's okay. But for future work, I think that we should agree on the fact that the name should be on the top. So the most involved, the real people involved in the document, in the work, they should have their names in the top. And in the appendix, no problem that we put all the names all the members. So that's no problem. But talking about the documents, we should know the authors of these documents. So I think it's obvious. The order doesn't count for me. So we can make it as in journal articles, the lead, the first author, and then by alphabetical order, for example. But this is really important. This is ethical, and this is how we can have people engaged in some task. So this is my opinion.
Thank you, Nabil. Anybody else?
Yes, this is Mikhail. I would like to comment briefly.
Go ahead, Mikhail.
Okay. In the case of Nabil's position, I understood you better now, what you meant, because I, for one, understood that you wanted to have only what you considered active authors listed in the document, because in any case, we would need to list the whole of TFARDN, because for the simple fact that we are not giving due references and places. So, for example, when we claim that, I don't know, Arabic script is used for Cham language, somewhere in Eastern Asia, then that information and the qualification of that information, as I remember, comes from Rinalia and her contacts. So in that case, we would need to cite her as personal communication if we indicate only a certain subgroup as authors which do not include Rinalia. So I think we have a problem of proper citation and proper giving proper references if we only include a limited list of authors. I do agree that some people have been more active than others, but then again, this also is dependent on circumstances of what people do and what people have as the possibilities within their working and living context, as Sarma pointed out. So I don't disagree with you, Nabil, on the case of listing only those people who are responsible for actually writing up the document. The only problem is, I think, that we would then have a problem and we need to insert a whole lot of references. Say, okay, this information comes from person A, that information comes from person B, this was cited from this source, this was quoted, this was personal communication from that person, and so on. So this is, I think, why we should resort to just indicating the whole of TFARDN. And I think, and I believe that Sarma's proposal with a separate academic publication might be useful to those people for which it might be relevant having their name put in a higher position, in a position more upfront, some kind of text. I hope that's some helpful comment. I'm not sure. Thanks.
Thank you, Mikhail.
Hi, I'm sorry, I just got dropped off.
Okay. So, Mikhail, would you please, Sam, did you hear about Mikhail and the Mikhail comment?
I'm sorry, I got dropped in the middle. Mikhail, if it's not too much trouble, could you summarize what you said? Sorry for that.
That's okay. So, Mikhail, would you please, just...
Yes, I can try.
I can do that, but I think that's better. Okay.
Well, basically what I was saying is that I agree with what Farmat said. I agree with what Nabil said. The problem is that if we indicate a limited list of authors, we have a problem with giving proper citation and proper quotation, because we haven't made reference to each information received from every person and how this all then came together to form this LGR proposal. Because certain pieces of information come from certain individuals. If we do not name them among authors, this is not correct. This is not giving due credit and not correct way of referencing to people's works and people's contribution. So I think therefore that we don't have a choice if we want to be transparent, but to name the whole of TFRDN as authors of this document. Because otherwise, for every piece of information, we need to give an indication where this information comes from, unless it is provided by one of the authors. And the academic paper suggested by Sarmat would be a solution to limit the group of authors and highlight also the way this work came about, or the result of this work came about. So I think it's a compromise to go around this problem. But if we only list a limited number of people, we will have a problem with referencing. I hope that's anyhow clear, because I'm not sure.
Yes, it's okay. It's okay, Mikhail. So we want to close this debate. However, just mentioning that, for example, in the ITF working groups, we work differently. So we have a huge discussion and debate through the mailing list, and everybody makes comments, long comments, and important comments. Let's have more or less. But at the end, we have some editors and a lead editor and some authors for the draft or for the RFC document. So we can't list all the members of the working group. Only those who volunteer for writing parts, sections of the draft are mentioned as authors. But in our case, maybe it's different because we have a task force under the ICANN. So maybe it will not encourage maybe other people to join if they can't see their names in the top. So maybe the
right
solution proposed from Sarmat is okay. So we can split the work to academic work leading to journal papers, and the rest is like our documents.
Okay. So what I'm hearing is that generally all of you are okay with that suggestion going forward.
Yeah.
And so what I will do is I'll, based on Nabil's list and based on people who volunteered, I'll try to invite, create a small working group, a smaller thread of people who are more active and are interested in contributing to the journal paper, and we take the discussion forward with that. And so any other comments on this? Yeah.
Yes, Samad, I think you have previously sent an email regarding the journal paper, and you got only just few feedback, right?
I did get more people. Some of them responded privately to me rather than to the list. So it's a longer list. But what I'll do is I'll try to see, based on the list you shared, Nabil, on who's been active, and the people who volunteered privately or on the mailing list to me, based on those two lists, I'll see and try to compile a list of people who want to volunteer to work and also have been active, and start from there. So I'm going to sort of take an intersection of both those lists.
Okay.
So when
shall we start working on the paper?
I will email that. I'm planning to email it this week as soon as our LGR proposal is finalized and it's ready to go forward. So I was actually waiting for our proposal to complete before starting that work. So I'm assuming I've already shared with all of you that unless there are comments, we would want to public this, release this for public comments on Wednesday, day after tomorrow. As soon as that is released, we'll start this work. So I'll start as
and,
Wilfred within this
okay.
week.
So after the release of this the current version of the document, what will happen? So shall we wait for the comments from the public, or what is that?
Right. So for the LGR proposal, the process is that we will release it for public comment for about at least 40 days, and once based on the comments we get back, we will update our proposal and finalize it and then submit it to integration panel for evaluation.
Okay, so after the evaluation, we will get the final version.
After the evaluation, we will either integration panel will accept our proposal, or they will again send us feedback and say that, you know, this is not working or... But since we've already worked informally with the integration panel, we're hoping that there will be no surprises later on.
Okay. So can we start sharing this document publicly after submission to after release to public comments?
Of course. So on Wednesday it becomes public.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Anything else? Okay, so that's all from my side. So back to you, Alida, sir.
Thank you, Samad. Is there anything else regarding the UAD stocks and the second level of LGR? So I think that that's all from my side too. So thank you for joining the call. We'll talk later. I'm not closing the call.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.